the upper room had been prepared. The disciples gathered there. Jesus Christ was in their midst, a holy meal to share. Now drink and eat this wine and bread, my blood and body there. I'll drink the wine with you in paradise, but before the cocks begin to crow, you will deny me thrice. They went up to the Olive Mount, a prayerful watch to keep, no spirit will. Cup pass from me now, for if the hour has come that I must drink it, then I say, thy will not mine be done. As he spoke, a multitude armed with swords and sticks surrounded him. Caiaphas, they led him then. There the Son of Man by false witness was condemned, and they smote him with their hands. Mates had gathered in the yard, with Peter standing by. We saw this man, him they said, this he did deny. They asked again and yet again, each time he did deny. With dawning light the cocks did crow, and the salt tears filled his eyes. Morning came, our Lord was led the governor to see. Judas threw his blood money down, hanged himself from a tree. Then Pilate asked, are you a king? He answered, you say so. Scribes accused him then. He answered not his foe. His jealousy has made them bring an innocent man to die. Release Barabbas, the people said. Jesus crucified. This Jesus, he has done no harm. Why then should he die? But they shouted all the more, let him be crucified. I wash my hands of this man's blood, his blood be on your hands. Jesus was flogged. purple robe, a crown of thorns, a reed his scepter too. They knelt before and mocked him, saying, "Hail the King of Jews." And when they came to Golgotha, they nailed him to the cross. His clothes were portioned out among themselves by casting lots. Why not come down then from the cross, you King of Israel? Darkness came upon the land until the hour of 3. He cried, "Eli, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Nails were in his hands and feet. Spear was in his side. It is finished, his final words, and bowed his head and died. The veil was rent, the earth it shook. Streams from their course did run. Truly, truly, the soldier said, this man was God's own son.
This is the hour, the moment of the church's birth, at the foot of the cross on Good Friday. When Jesus gives his mother and his beloved disciple to one another, a new family is created. In her deepest sorrow, a sorrow like no other, Mary becomes a mother to John, and John becomes mysteriously, but definitively, her son. Out of death, life is born. This power of suffering love to bind us to one another across any and all boundaries is what we celebrate today. When Daddy King, the son of a sharecropper, and Gurdon Brewster, a young white man born of incredible privilege, met that summer in 1961, such an event took place. Because Gurdon stayed at the foot of the cross of racial violence and was baptized into the beloved community of Ebenezer Baptist Church, serving at table for Daddy King that summer while King's wife Bunch was ill. Then their love for one another was born, and it flowered and it grew. And when years later, after the death of his own son, Martin Luther King Jr., and his wife, Alberta, both at the hands of violence, Daddy King came to that same cross in the Eucharistic feast at Cornell, and he shared that night this most mysterious of Holy Week truths from the pulpit. He said, "Brewster is like a son to me." Brewster is like a son. The world will say to this, impossible. And yet we know in the church that such events happen again and again and again. And so we can call one another brother, sister, mother, father, daughter, and son. This is the church. This is the beloved community that Gurdon served and the king served all their lives. And this is the power of love at the foot of the cross. The river of sorrow can divide us, but it is the river of Jordan into which we may also be baptized with Jesus. And in that river of peace, be made brothers and sisters, no matter how far apart we may seem to be in the eyes of the world or even in our own eyes. And this is why the world needs the church, gathered at the foot of the cross, to proclaim this good news, this Good Friday. For this day, and for the mystery of love it holds, we give thanks and praise. In the name of the Holy and Undivided Trinity. Amen. Let us stand and sing together hymn 474 in your blue hymnal.